Welcome to the worst week yet, the least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week we inch closer and closer to oblivion. But at least we're not using the fucking metric system like a bunch of dorks. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary, and I've got a full fucking Zoom call today. I got Deanne, I got Kennedy, I got Audrey from Radio Free Tampa. I'm going to go around the horn. Deanna, how are you doing?
Laying down. I am laying down, and that's fine. I have a fever.
Deanna, we sent you to Washington, D.C. to infiltrate Trump's cabinet, and you got a fever? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Well, RFK has banned all vaccines and medicine around the White House. And hand washing.
I went to get to infiltrate the government, and all I got was the flu.
Oh, no.
RFK's like, oh, no. Everything is rare now. Chicken, turkey, hot dogs.
Ooh, rare turkey. Ooh. Sounds particularly fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, we've had it. Somebody fucked up a turkey at some point in my life, I remember eating, and I'm like, this is just not real right.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. Because of the gas leak at my house, we had inconsistent gas. So we had inconsistent oven heat, which explains some of my problems on Thanksgiving. And when we were cutting that turkey, I was like, some of this is undercooked. And then I was like, we're just going to throw those parts away and eat the parts that are cooked. I don't eat turkey. So I was like, if y'all die, you die.
I myself have.
They die.
I myself have quite a lot of experience with inconsistent gas. Kennedy, glad to have you here. What are you up to? How's things over on your end?
Well, you know, I don't have the flu, so I guess that's a point for me. I got a snoop on a stoop at the holiday white elephant. at my work. That's what I'm trying to fucking say. That all those words came out in the wrong order. The holiday work party white elephant. Gift event. I got snoop on a stoop, and somehow it didn't get stolen from me, even though I think a few people thought about it. But all the gifts were really good, so it's like there weren't a lot of steals because everyone was kind of like just trying to hold on to the cool shit they just got.
I feel like I've seen so many posts about like white elephants going wrong this year. I feel like people just learned what this is, or like haven't right. yet learned what it is. But it's weird. I don't want just.
What do you mean white elephants gone wrong?
Like people not understanding the rules, or like somebody had a work thing where they like, they were like, I went around and got cookies from all of my favorite bakeries and my gift was a toad. And it's like, dog, you fucked up. You doing? Like the taxidermy toad was the correct one.
Yeah, enjoy the toad.
Yeah, also the taxidermy toad, I'd be so thrilled if I got that.
That's an excellent awesome. Paperweight.
Speaking of which, I'm going to try and come back to this. Audrey, how are you? It's so good to have you back. Hi, friend.
I'm happy to be here. my life is spiraling into incredible self-destructive ways. My heat's off in my apartment. And the space heater is non-negotiable. That's where I'm living.
Hell yeah. Audrey is chain smoking while recording this podcast. And I have, this is like, okay. So we started the Zoom call. Deanna is laying down. Audrey is chain smoking and Kennedy was eating a corn dog. It felt like an attack, like a three-way attack on me.
To be fair, I told you beforehand that I was sick and had a fever. Kennedy did not mention the corn dog.
No, nor did I.
I should have given you a trigger warning. I should have sent you a text real quick.
If anybody was going to be blindsided by a corn dog, you know what? I'm glad it was me.
Yeah. Content warning. I'm chuffing darts.
I like the indoor smoking throwback.
You know.
Didn't we used to smoke in the house at your house, Andy?
Yes. We chiefed them cigs. Remember that fucking night we ate mushrooms and watched like the like just the Discovery Channel on mute, and Julio was fucking narrating stuff about outer space, and like,
yeah,
we smoked like 400 cigarettes that night, and then we kept talking about how our lungs hurt. Like, it's just.
I think, you know what,
man,
actually,
my lungs hurt. Pass me a cigarette. I've been wasted and been there.
That was the origination of the phrase funky lung butter.
Gnarly. Okay.
So anyways, happy time smoking cigarettes indoors.
We're doing awesome.
So I did have a thing that it came into my mind, but I wanted to introduce Audrey before I brought it up, but it's still in there. So we're going to talk about it.
Hell yeah.
We were talking about a taxidermied toad and how that would be cool. I saw this video where somebody took one of those like the carcass of like one of those giant beetles. That's like the size of your hand. It's got like the wings and like the crazy, like, crab claw, like chomper nose, horn. Chomper horn, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I saw this video where somebody took one of those and like, instead of just, it was dead. Like, instead of just like mounting it, how I guess you normally do with like, do you even call it taxidermy bug? I don't know. Whatever the fuck you do when you just put a bug into like a dead bug into a display.
Yes. Mounting it. Yep.
There's like a word.
There's a term for that.
I don't care. Just as long as you know what I'm talking about. So in this video, instead of just doing that, instead of just mounting it, they disassembled this entire giant beetle piece by piece and like hollowed it out and inserted like tiny motors and batteries to make it flap its wings. And like the process of them like drilling out like the hollow and hollowing out the inside of this bug. And I'm like watching this and I'm like, okay, I know this is just a bug, but this is like one of the most fucked up things you could do to a corpse. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I watched that shit and I was like, borderline, like, I might have to become vegan. You can't do this to a living thing. Like, it was so fucked up. Why are you making a BattleBot bug?
Can I fuck up your life real good?
Just real quick here.
Why not?
There's so many parts.
Somebody made a, they had taxidermied their cat and turned him into a quadcopter. I don't know if you remember this.
I do remember that. God damn it.
Yeah. I don't care for that.
It's no good.
My sister used to say that before my parents died, she was going to record them saying things like, "Hi, sweetie. How's your day? I love you." And then when they did ultimately die, she was going to taxidermy them and then put a little voice box in them like a fucking Build-A-Bear.
Yeah.
And sit them up in her house so that when she came home from work, she could press the little button and my Nandy Angelus would be there dead, but asking her how her day was and calling her sweetie.
No, what the fuck are you talking about?
Can't you even taxidermy a human?
I think that's frowned upon, generally speaking.
Definitely frowned upon.
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing. I'm sure you can.
Is it just legal?
Is it just because animals have fur so you can't see how fucking weird their skin looks or whatever? Like, why can you taxidermy a bear but not a bear? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I wonder if anybody has ever taxidermied what's that cat called? You know, like the Dr. Evil cat?
Oh, a sphinx cat.
Sphinx, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, because they're like
right
mostly
in.
Skin.
I was thinking about, you know, there's that bodies exhibit where they just like stole people's bodies.
Yep.
That's kind of like the same thing, right?
Weren't all the bodies in that like people from like prison camps or something? Like,
yes.
We don't even know. We don't even know where some of them came from.
They didn't steal my body, but they did steal my mind.
I don't know why that just crushed me. Speaking of things that crush me, the weight of the world. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/worstweekyet. If you like this show, you could support us over there. We are going to be doing some bonus episodes, over on the Patreon this week. We're going to talk gremlins. I, you know,
yeah,
Yeah, you are. Gremlins is fun. We just want to talk. I just want to watch Gremlins, and I can't bring myself to watch it if I'm not going to podcast about it, because time is so limited as an unemployed person. So, patreon.com/worstweekyet. If you give $10 a month, we say your name. So, big ol' thank you to AJ from Baltimore, Nate Spud, Chauncey Anders, Pablo Hummus, Childless Cat Dad, Old Hob, Goblin, Goblin Mode, Andrea Humphrey, Fuck Like My Dad, The Man in the West, Optimus Crime. Zap Actions Downer, Nandy Angelus, Brianne Dragula 206, Why Not I Pay More for OnlyFans, Josh Troopin, Terminally Online Leftist, Idnex, Mega Force Base, and CIA Brain Bugs. Patreon.com/worstweekyet. I like how, Audrey, I really respect that yins do that at the end of your show.
Yeah.
I think you have the better idea of the two, but that's okay.
Well, they get it up front. It's fan service. You're doing a good thing for your patrons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now the patrons can just turn the episode off. All right, you heard the witty banter at the beginning, which is always the best part. You heard your name, and now that you've heard your name and you've had that dopamine moment, just cut the episode right here. Fuck the news, dog.
See, I feel like the patrons. Later in the episode, when they have heard something that makes them want to turn it off, they'll be like, but they already said my name. They mentioned me. Like, I think it's, you know.
It's actually a guilt trip is what I'm doing.
that's that bullshit right there.
Yeah. All right. So, Deanna, you were on assignment last week and you missed something, a very big news item. And, you know, we typically don't do this. But since you weren't here, I do want to actually just revisit that and, like, you know, recap it so we can get your take on it. So our first story that we will be talking about today is a repeat from last week, but it needs to be done. Deanna, did you know I got Crocs?
All my life, all I've known is suffering.
That's a good color for Crocs, though, I think.
You know what's fucked up?
What?
You know what's fucked up?
What?
Is it every week I come to your house, and first of all, I think there's something like fundamentally fucked up about being a shoes in the house person. Like, I don't really like that about you, not gonna lie, but I let it slide because we're at your house. But Jeff is also, my husband is a shoes in the house guy. And so we have compromised that his shoes in the house shoes are his Crocs because they're comfortable and he doesn't wear them outside. They just stay in the house. They are his house shoes.
That is right. Why I bought these Crocs. Yeah.
Okay. But I think Crocs are horrifying. They're horrible. So it's just adding insult to injury. And for all this time, my comfort has been, well, if I've got to go over here and see this fucking shoes in the house guy, at least he won't be wearing Crocs. And now... You've ruined
That's
it.
That's all ogre.
You know, it's it could be ogre. Worse. I still know him, but I don't know if he's, I think maybe he's moved past this phase in his life. So I'm not going to call him out by name or anything. But I knew a guy that wore those raised Japanese sandals around the house.
Okay.
And he was a white man. And
he was rocking the Hihachis.
Those were his house shoes. And
I don't know.
I'd rather you wear Crocs. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? We were all born with house shoes. They're called fucking feet.
Yeah.
That's a line from The Hobbit.
Yeah, I don't. My house is not well insulated. Parts of my floor is so cold in different spots.
Can I recommend a thick sock, a slipper?
You can, you know, but what? I'm not going to take that recommendation.
I blame hypermasculinity for this because I think that at some point, big man decided that slippers were gay. Slippers were for women and gays, and men, real men, wear shoes when their feet are cold. And those, but you don't really like that. You don't actually want to wear shoes.
Actually, you know what?
So that's where the Crocs come.
I'm kind of
that's where the Crocs come in.
As somebody who has at times not worn any shoes and smashed my toe into something in my living room or kitchen, there is benefits to having something on your feet as opposed to being bare feet, even if it's not just a temperature thing.
Doesn't happen to the girls. What activity girls are you doing no in toes. Your? What are you? What activity are you doing in your house so aggressively as a man that you're bashing your toes?
I barrel through every room I need to get to cross through. Okay, I do not. Mm. I do not gracefully walk from living room to the kitchen.
Girls do have toes. Okay, they're just censored unless you pay $5 a month.
That's right.
Freedom.
Girls do have toes. We're just not bashing them off stuff because we're always laying down.
Fair enough. So anyways, that was the important story we covered last week, Deanna. Thank you for weighing in. And
glad to have been asked, honestly. Also, now next week when you have them on, I won't have to wonder, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, well, I mean,
what
honestly,
here?
I was upset that you didn't come over to record today. You know, obviously you're sick. I'm not like upset, but I was looking forward to seeing you. But the fact that I got to not show you that I was wearing Crocs until the second that I asked you about it kind of makes it worth it. So I'm actually glad you have the flu.
Thanks so much. One of my favorite, I just want the listeners to know, you know, this is one of the rare times that I do wish there was a little bit of video component here, because I really enjoyed also Andrew lifting up his whole foot to show us the croc.
It was impressive.
Yeah, thank you.
It was nice.
But also disappointing because you still don't have any little flare nodules.
Yeah, you don't have any jibbies.
Giblets.
You know what I mean? Giblets.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's okay. I have two podcasts, no job, and a pair of Crocs. I don't think I need to get any more unfuckable, okay?
I don't think you need the jibs.
At that point, it's just.
I think you need the jibs. Look,
I'm team jibby.
Saying you don't like
toxic masculinity is winning again. I can't put a few jibbies on my Crocs.
Saying I don't like the cut of his jib, but you mean the decorations on his Crocs?
Hell yeah. All right. Let's talk about some news from this week. I want to begin here because.
Yeah, that's last week's.
This is incredible. I'm just going to read for you a headline word for word, and then we can discuss it. This is from CNN.com, you know, fake news line media. Sure. CNN, their headline was, quote, low-income Americans are struggling. It could get worse. End quote.
All right.
Is CNN like biting on our bit? Like that sounds like our kind of headlines. Okay, CNN.
we're suing you. I'm calling my lawyer after the show.
Yeah.
CNN is doing what they always do, actually, which is that when Democrats are in office and doing a bad job, they act like everything is fine. And then when Republicans are in office and doing a bad job or getting ready to do a bad job, they act like the world is ending when the world has actually been ending the whole time. And they're full of shit.
Oh, wait, but did you see the Democrats super canceled this week? They're going to beat the Republicans by working with
them. My
well, that's
favorite
one
way
to do it.
Were you gonna cover that, Andrew? I don't.
My favorite way to beat them is join them. Actually, so
my
that's
favorite
if you
way
can't
to
beat them.
My favorite way to beat them is to beat myself first, so that they can't do it.
But seriously, am I jumping ahead of you or anything here?
Was this in regards to the fucking continuing resolution or whatever, the budget bill or whatever the fuck they're doing?
No, this was just a general thing of just, this was the DCCC chair, I forget her name, but she was like, you know, here's a quote. All right, you ready?
Yes, give me the quote, because no, I don't have this on my cheat sheet today.
people want to see government work, and we're going to hold Republicans accountable for whether they're willing to help move things forward for the American people. So if they aren't, then absolutely, that will impact them at the ballot box.
Yeah, sure thing, man.
Oh, they're going to hold Republicans accountable. Okay, that's good, right?
I think we are telling them that we're here to govern. And I guess the question is, are they serious about governing?
They're fundamentally not.
Not only are the Republicans not serious about it, but neither are the Democrats.
Yeah.
Right. These people are very, they are legislating, but they are not governing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So completely deranged. They're just basically like, yeah, we're going to work with the Republicans and that's how we'll beat them. Great strategy. Love that. However, they did mention that they're going to center 2026 on jobs and good paying jobs and economy issues more. And wow, what a thought. What a fucking idea to mention how the economy is shitty instead of fucking.
I think that if everybody has, if you want to get, you know, the jobs numbers up, everybody should have to get a fourth job because, you know, a lot of us already have three.
Yeah.
If everybody had four jobs, dude, think of how those jobs numbers would look. We'd have like negative, we'd have like negative unemployment. There'd be like, oh, there's actually more people working than there are people. This is,
you know,
great.
What? For everybody that has two jobs, you should count as two people having a job and cancel out a person who doesn't have a job for unemployment numbers.
Yeah.
I, well, also, I
you
should
typical
get to
Audrey,
vote.
You just want to do more vote. Cancel culture.
You should get to vote more times based on the number of jobs you have.
Oh my God. If you voted for each job you had, that would like that would fix some shit, I think. I think some people would make some decisions based on their personal interests for once ever.
For the listeners at home, Deanna has stopped laying on her side and is now assumed corpse position. Deanna's in recording this podcast from a casket. This is awesome.
Live from my grave. You know what really sent me over, really flipped me on my back, was thinking about if I had as many votes as jobs and how in 2016 I had four jobs and I could have voted four times for not Donald Trump. But
so it's literally your fault
look
that
about
Hillary
the same.
Lost.
It's my fault. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could have voted. That's women not supporting women. Honestly, I'm embarrassed. I'm so ashamed.
Hey, moving on. Do you remember whenever the Democrats were like country over party, but it just looked like it said like the country's over. Let's have a party.
Country over party.
Well, now
country
that
over
now that party has come to an end. And I'm really trying to shoehorn two things that don't quite fit together. This week, Party City announced that they are going out of business and will be closing down all. The country's over, party. The city's over, party.
I look. Maintain that when
party
the dollar
rockers no longer in the house tonight.
The party rockers have left the building.
I maintain that when the dollar collapses, Kohl's cash will stand.
I did see somebody say, in response to Party City going out of business, it was like drag queens furiously scrambling to come up with a new store that people they're trying to insult shop at.
Michaels.
So this is, here's the thing. This is both sad and also one of those like, wait, how the fuck was Party City still operation? Like, I haven't been to a Party City in like 10 years, but it was bleak then. Like you go in and it's like,
yeah,
it's like you can tell that linoleum has been on the floor for like five different businesses being in there. Like everything is so like, not just old, but just like decrepit. Like the Party City is literally the Democratic Party. It's gerontocracy on shelves.
I've rolled back to my
Deanna's
side.
Deanna's back from the grave.
to stand in Party City's behalf. Party City remained one of the few places where you could get filled balloons. Now, when I need filled balloons, where am I going to get them? I don't want to go on Amazon and order balloons and then buy a little balloon filler machine. And that's not even helium. Mm, those are just filled balloons that lay down. They're not filled balloons that float. Party City was one of the few balloon people. Also, I like Party City. I like a store like Party City because Party City is like the shoe store, but like for party supplies. I like when a store is just about one thing. Yeah. Like, I don't want to go in Target and end up looking at 75 things I don't need to get a party supply.
I should clarify, I wasn't talking shit on the concept of Party City so much as like it. It has been in dire straits for, it seems to have been a shithole for a long time. Like, not that I didn't, if I needed some fucking balloons and streamers, there's only one place I would even think to go. But
Amazon.com.
When you walked into a Party City, it was like, how are they still doing this, man? Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I do see what you mean. I just, you know, I just wanted to stand. Go ahead, Kennedy.
I was going to say, I'm kind of in both camps here. I loved Party City, but also every time I went in there, it did feel like a mausoleum. like it felt like, you know, like you have like a family member that has like a really good collection of like holiday decorations in an attic.
Right.
Like it felt like walking around in that attic. Like, oh, there's really cool stuff in here. But also like it's grandma's attic and it's creepy as shit. Like what, like there's... And, like, occasionally you see another person, you're like, what the fuck?
I always loved the party favors aisle where you go, and it's, like, all the shit you buy for, like, a child's birthday party, and you mm-hmm. put them in the little mm-hmm. gift bags to give to all the little kids. All the little cheap plastic crap you used to get in the magazine called Oriental Trading. Does anybody yes. remember Oriental Trading? Mm-hmm.
Problematic fave. Come on.
Yeah, right? It refers to objects. It's okay.
Ah.
That's the distinction.
Yeah, so rest in peace to Party City. And apparently, also, it's just the American stores are closing down. Canadian Party City lives on.
Canadians, they party harder.
Wow. You know what? Because in 2025, Americans don't deserve to party.
Honestly, yeah. You're right about that. You're right about that.
Some other store closed down, too, not just Party City.
What was it?
Didn't it?
I don't know.
Hold on. I'll find out.
It's hey, fine.
What's that other store that closed?
This is Deanna doing research.
Big Lots.
RIP.
Big Lots is done. Oh, man.
Done.
Do you think
we're going to get expired kettle chips? Come on.
What do you think the lots were too big or that... Never mind.
The big was too small?
The littles were too lotl. Let's move on. Hey,
remember
folks.
It was called Odd Lots, or there was a competing store called Odd Lots. Do you ever know Odd Lots?
Yeah.
Odd Lots.
I have never heard of that, but that's cute. Okay. Let's move on. So this week we got definitive proof that, in fact, the future is female. This week, yes. Teenage girl walked into her school in Madison, Wisconsin and started shooting people. Let's fucking go. Let's hear it for the girls.
Wow.
Shit.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know how I can talk about a school shooting in a way that makes myself laugh. I'm going to hell. It's fine. So she ended up killing one other student and a teacher, and I think she shot like 12 people. And so as soon as this happened, the right wing did what the right wing does, which is immediately started transvestigating her. And this was weird because there were like competing narratives, the people saying that she was a trans man and a trans woman. Like some people were like, oh, no, this is what happens when you give a boy estrogen. And like some other people were like, this is what happens when you give a girl testosterone. Like. And the thing is that
y'all like, are doing great over there.
They freaked out about this for like a day, and they talked about like how almost all the last few school shooters have been trans, and when in fact it's that only one out of like the last 20 has been, but they say it about every single one. So like that just even though the idea is wrong, it just said is it. Stuck in people's heads. Yeah. But yes, it turned out that this girl was in fact a cis girl, and also was a right-wing, white supremacist.
Wow. So, what an incredible showcase of what America's women have to offer.
But you know what? As long as you get the story out there for a little bit, you know, who cares? It's a, you know, I saw an X the Everything app. It's crazy. There was a fucking like terror attack in Germany. Somebody drove a car into a Christmas market. And first of all, I saw like somebody was like, why does this keep happening? And then I like looked into it. Like, I think this has only happened twice in like the last decade, which like I wish it was zero times. But like, this isn't the same thing as whenever Americans can be like, why do we keep having mass shootings? Because those do happen almost every day.
Every day.
But yeah, then.
Did she have a manifesto?
Who?
The girl who did the shooting. Did she have a manifesto?
There was one.
Was she manifesting? Was she a manifesting girly?
Wow.
Yo.
So I haven't confirmed this, but what I saw is that she did post a manifesto on her, I think, Tumblr or some place where you could post something like that. But she didn't unlock it so that it was viewable to everybody. It was still on like private. So she allegedly she posted a manifesto that nobody can read because she forgot to click the setting. So whoops, I don't know. I did see an excerpt from allegedly from this manifesto because like weirdly one of her white supremacist internet friends was like, oh, that was my friend. And I mean, he posted it and like there was some crazy shit in there. She's literally using the N-word talking about like the people that she wants to, the men that she wants to kill the most. It was very like man hating. We're going to have a woman's world. And like the only way to do that is to kill all the men starting with the N-words. It's like, okay, here's the thing. This very well could be something that a 15-year-old wrote, but it also could be anything else. There's no way to really know. I don't know. Sure, yeah. I don't know. I don't care. Horrible stuff. But hey,
terrible.
While we're on the subject of women in male-dominated fields, this story is actually a couple weeks old. But I saw it and I was like, it was an injustice for us to miss this. So, a cop in Florida was using the bathroom at a Walmart and shot herself in the legs.
That sentence kept getting better.
The police were doing... Okay, it's even better, though. The police were in this Walmart because they were doing an undercover retail theft sting. So they, like, had a bunch of cops that had guns on them, but were, like, not in uniform.
Yeah.
In this Walmart.
Not unusual for a Walmart for there to be a bunch of people walking around with guns.
To try and catch somebody stealing. One of the cops went to the bathroom and pulled her gun out of his holster and shot herself in both of her legs. Like, the bullet didn't just hit one leg. It hit both of her legs.
Jesus.
I wondered when you said legs. I was like, did she shoot herself twice? Like, was this a magic bullet?
No, this was a one shot, one kill kind of situation.
One shot, both legs.
Damn.
So I guess it's safe to say the operation was not successful.
Hey, so, you know, I've been saying this for a while. You know, if we're not going to completely abolish law enforcement as we know it, maybe we could at least put the idea out there that, like, you know, like how a lot of European law enforcement is, that they don't bring guns to fucking every occasion. Yeah. They only get the guns out when like something fucked up is going on. And then they're like, okay, we're bringing the guns or whatever. But it's like, you know, if you're just like, hey, let's catch some shoplifters, maybe all the cops doing the undercover sting on the shoplifters could leave the guns at home for that one fucking day. Like, these people are so insecure. They're like, I could be under attack at any time. a gang member could recognize me in public. And as a member of law enforcement, I'm a constant target. Yeah.
I mean, I hate to do this. I truly do hate to do this. But, you know, just in defense of...
I'm going to kill you. Go on.
In defense of that mindset, a Walmart is actually a pretty likely place for somebody else to walk in and just start shooting everybody. So, you know... There's no place in America where you're safe from somebody else having a gun.
Yeah, but if anyone should start the de-escalation of armaments and violence in our society, it has to be these people, in my opinion. Like, absolutely. We need to disarm the police first, and then we can start talking about disarming other folks. But like, if you want to start talking about a gun buyback while the cops are roaming around with assault rifles to fucking check out a kid's birthday party where there was a complaint of too much noise, nobody on any side of the political spectrum is going to agree to the gun buyback as long as that shit's going on, right?
Exactly.
Encouraging. Maybe not encouraging, but just makes me feel good. One of my husband's friends who is a gun owner and does open carry a gun got asked to leave the Lego store.
You know what? That's so awesome, actually.
Yeah. I felt fucking... He was like, obviously, he was talking about it. Like, he was like, I wanted to go in there and look at the Lord of the Rings, Sauron's Tower, and they saw my gun and told me I had to leave, and he was like all pissed off about it. And I was like, good.
Good, man.
Also, he bought a gun. We were all at a sporting store and he bought a gun. And the longest part of the gun buying process was waiting to hear back from the credit department to see if he got approved for a store card.
Jesus.
To buy the gun on credit.
I love that you could buy a gun with a credit card. That makes total
That's
sense.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
The gun store has its own credit card. He was like, do you want to hold
it? You get ammo rewards?
Yeah, instead of bonus miles, you get fucking ammo. Jesus Christ, I hate this country so goddamn much.
He was like, do you want to hold my new gun? And I was like, absolutely fucking not.
Do you want to put your prints on this real quick? Okay, what the fuck was I talking about? God damn it. I had something that I wanted to say that is not written down, and now I've completely fucking lost it. Let's move on. Hey, somebody showed up at Nick Fuentes' house and tried to kill him. Or
hey!
Whoa!
Here's the thing.
What?
I'm getting fucking sick of this. Nick Fuentes is a disgusting, evil, terrible person. He's horrific. We didn't talk about it on the show, but a month ago or something after he made that "Your Body, My Choice" fucking comment after the election, somebody showed up at his house and just to talk shit or whatever. And he opened the door and pepper sprayed him. And it's I don't know. I talked to Kennedy. I'm a little mixed on it, mixed feelings on it. Cause yes, it is still assault. But you did show up to his house to start a fight with him. You can't be too much of a victim if you're seeking out that fight. So this week, somebody showed up at his house carrying a fucking handgun and a crossbow. And knocked on his door, and then the police were there. He had fucking security on hand because people have been fucking with him. And then this guy got into a gunfight, and the police killed him.
Man.
Here's the thing.
That's crazy. Holy shit.
I'm not saying in any way, shape, or form, just accept that Nick Fuentes is there. That's not it. But, what the fuck are you doing showing up with a goddamn gun and a crossbow? Fucking serious.
I mean, did this person, I hate to be grim, but was this, suicide by cop? Did this person know that there was security there and go there?
I don't think so. Because, they walked up real casual. There's, Ring... doorbell camera footage of it. They walked up real casual, knocked on the door, was like, "Hey, Nick." And then like there were just cops there. And then they tried to run away and then got into a gunfight. It's like, I don't know. I'm not saying anybody should assassinate anyone. But like, if you're gonna, come on. Do a better job. Like,
do
what
better.
The fuck are you doing? And don't do it. But if you're gonna do, why this way? Why do you have a fucking crossbow?
Like, I could see, okay, walking up with a handgun. You think he's gonna answer the door. You're gonna pull out the gun, like, pull up the gun, shoot him, and, like, leave him there bleeding on his door. But a crossbow?
That doesn't make sense.
Are you gonna sit there, have him stand there and make casual conversation while you load it and aim it?
You can really tell that a lot of these guys are just like, they're action movie pilled, you know?
Damn. Yeah.
They have some movie that influenced them greatly. What's the coolest movie with a crossbow in it? We could probably like trace this guy's whole fucking psychological structure back.
I'm going to guess there's werewolves involved. I'm thinking like a fantasy movie with like werewolves or vampires or something. Is
oh, like Van Helsing, maybe?
Yeah.
This guy's a Van Helsing fan. It's going to turn out. All right.
Yeah. You did say movies, but I'm going to say The Walking Dead. Daryl Dixon was nice with it. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be 100. Daryl Dixon was nice with that crossbow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Surgical. If crossbows worked in real life the way they work for Daryl Dixon, my God, every school shooting would be with a crossbow.
He reloads it so fast. All right. I don't know. Like I said, like I don't know what the right answer is, but don't fucking do this. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this is not the way, but there should be no peace for Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's move on to something truly bleak. This week, the last orthopedic surgeon in Gaza was killed. Dr. Saeed Judah, who was a grandfather that after Gaza fell under siege following October 7th, he came out of retirement. Like, this guy had not been an active surgeon, but he was like, oh, fuck, there are so many children getting blown up. I need to get back into this. Last month, there was a press conference from the Kamal Adwan Hospital, and he held up a sign that just said, "Save us." And then this week, on his way to the hospital, an Israeli tank just fired on him. Like, they shot a man with a tank. The good guys did. By the way, you know,
right?
The side of good and evil. You know,
it feels like it's more than you needed. Like, what is the correct way to kill a man? I mean, we had dudes show up with a crossbow and a handgun, and he failed. But then these people showed up with a tank, and that feels like overkill.
I am saying
if someone showed up to Nick Fuentes' house with a tank, they might win, though.
They might pull it off.
Yeah. Hmm. You know what? I think you're right, actually. Who brings a tank to a crossbow fight?
Yeah. Honestly, probably Grim the shit. Israelis.
Yeah,
literally.
Probably
yeah.
Israel, actually.
Yeah, literally. Fucking insane.
It's just, you know, I don't have much to offer, but like, again, this is still going on. Almost 14 months later now at this point. Yeah, more than 14 months later. This is still every single day there are more and more atrocities happening, and we are paying for all of them.
And an ever-expanding conflict that continues to radiate into new areas all the time.
Yeah.
Love that part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, let's move on to something a little bit more in our wheelhouse here to talk about. Two men in upstate New York have died from weed.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm so excited.
So apparently these guys were using bat poop to fertilize their weed plants, and the guano gave them lung infections from histoplasma fungus that is found in guano, and they both died.
God.
Now, wow, we
talk
we
about the
them.
Funky lung butter. Jesus Christ.
If the poop from a bat has a name and you're not supposed to fuck with it. They like I've never heard of any other type of poop being called guano, and it's my understanding that you shouldn't go into caves because of it.
Yeah, it's like we don't give other animals poop special name.
Right.
We gave the bat's poop a special name because it will fuck you up.
Yeah.
All right.
I also just want to say that histoplasma sounds like a pretty cool name for a strain of weed.
Yeah.
I'm going off that histoplasma.
Yeah, I got that plasmosis.
You know, actually, funky lung butter would be an all right weed strain name now that I think about it.
Because it's butter smooth.
This podcast puts the fun in funky lung butter.
womp, 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 womp. Anyway.
Yeah. Not the green button.
Fuck all of you.
Poop with a name is usually worse poop.
Yeah.
Like, the worst
poop. That's what I'm saying.
Like, poop is poop, but diarrhea is.
That's a specific poop.
Worse yeah. poop, and it has its own name. And then
diarrhea is worse poop.
Yeah. And then there's that special kind of poop that newborns have that if they accidentally ingest it, they'll die. It's that little special black poop that newborn. It's called meconium.
What?
I think wow. if yeah, I think if poop has its own special name, a special kind of poop will always extra kill you.
Wait, I'm sorry. What is meconium? What the fuck? What is this?
It's meconium.
It's baby poop?
Yeah.
Newborn baby poop.
And if they eat it, they die?
Yeah, they can accidentally like inhale it if they have
if they got the full dipe?
Dipe fumes?
No, like while they're being born.
Oh. So I got to come out head first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I love saying you gotta to a baby like you gotta come out head first.
Hey baby,
man.
Get it together.
Baby focus.
It is the first stool a baby passes and is made up of materials ingested while in the uterus. Meconium aspiration syndrome is a serious issue that can impact a newborn's health because it can get into the lungs during birth.
Hey, baby, I don't care if you're less than a day old. Don't eat your own shit, okay?
I think the consensus here is that poop doesn't belong in the lung. I think that what we found out here is that poop in the lungs is universally bad.
I think, you know, it's... I know, Deanna, you personally... actively try not to endorse any specific idea, but you know if that's going to be one of them, I think you're coming down on the right side of history there.
Yeah,
I don't know. RFK may beg to differ.
I think you should put poop in your lungs.
It helps with COPD.
That's my RFK.
The P in COPD
that
is
more
poop.
Like Audrey. That sounded more like Skeletor than RFK.
Yeah, I had the FDA.
Honestly, wouldn't put it past Trump. So here's a fun story about our dying country. This week, Republican Congresswoman Kay Granger, who is 81 years old, has not been spotted in 6 months. Last voted in July, and then nobody has seen her since. And then it turned out she was found this week in an assisted living facility specializing in memory care. This lady is a sitting congresswoman who is in a facility for her dementia.
And has been missing.
And they didn't fucking tell nobody?
Nope.
They forgot.
That's gnarly.
Now, in her defense, she did announce that she would be retiring after this term.
Which ends for her when?
In January. Same with
she went ahead and retired early.
You mean her staff announced this, right?
No, I believe that she announced that because like there was a primary and an election for her seat. So like she didn't announce it after winning again, which is, you know, what we call the Feinstein. Feinstein?
This is some chicanery.
Yeah. She at least had like the decency to be like, I guess I'm gonna be done here after this year. But it's like, no, you've been done. Like you needed to step down. And I don't know, again, this is it is weird because you know, I don't want to, like, I don't even know, this is such a fucking nightmare. Every single lead on the committee or on any committee in Congress is held by somebody that is over 70 years old. Like this, we are so, like, AOC, I don't even remember if this had happened last week or if it was just we were talking about it about to happen, but AOC was trying to get a seat, like the leadership seat on the oversight board, and fucking Nancy Pelosi from a goddamn hospital bed where she just had hip surgery rallied the votes to make sure that instead some guy named Jerry, maybe Tom Connolly, I don't even fucking know. Don't even care. Some 71-year-old who is currently going through cancer treatment instead took the seat. And then I saw something that was like so bleak, which is AOC tweeted about it. I'm sorry. Donald Trump tweeted about it. Donald Trump was like saying something like, it's sad that to see that AOC, you know, is being shut out by the Democratic leadership. And then AOC responded to it and was like, wow, whenever even Donald Trump sees what's going on, it's like, dude, he is making fun of you. Like, right. Donald Trump is not sympathizing with you. He's making fun of you for selling out to a party that fucking hates you.
This is like that congresswoman who was like doing like he's a 10 but memes, but about like shitty Republicans and like clearly did not get how the meme worked.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
He's a 10, but he's fiscally responsible.
He's a 10, but he's 6'2". What?
I think she was.
Those are just two numbers.
No. She was like, she's like a Democratic congresswoman, and she was like posting a picture of like, you know,
Madison Cawthorn,
Marco Rubio or something, and be like, he's a 10, but he wants to give more bombs to what or something. And it's like, you know, and it's like, and then she's like, oh, but none of them are 10s. And it's like, what?
What are you like, talking about?
She said, he's a 4, and let me tell you why. That should have been her format. That would have been better. When he wasn't a 10 at all, here's some reasons.
Yeah. Let's move on. Hey, Donald Trump, future president. He had quite a week. First of all, he announced that he wants to privatize the Postal Service. And what I will say is that I don't put something like this past Donald Trump. Like, this is just what Republicans do. But like the level of stupidity for the American conservative voter, like these people, the point of having public services is that they provide a public service. And like people just seem to be so enchanted by the idea of like, well, what if we could make these things profitable? And it's like, dog, that's not what we're trying to do here. We're not trying to run, the government shouldn't be run by like a business, which, first of all, Donald Trump is bad at business. He's not a good businessman. He is destroyed. He lost money on a fucking casino. Do you know how hard that is to do?
Hard.
It's almost impossible. He ran a casino in Atlantic City into the ground. This is a bad businessman. Deanna is holding up a thermometer with a frog on it.
Frogmometer.
Thank you, Audrey.
I just needed everyone to
He's
see
so
it.
Happy.
We see it.
And also, I thought that the face the frog was making was an appropriate reaction to Donald Trump's business.
Well, Deanna, you're not going to just take your temperature on while we're recording this podcast and not tell us what your temperature is.
Yeah, I took some Motrin right before we started. So actually, my temperature is we're down. We're coming down. We're at 99.1 now. Okay. We're going down.
Okay. Sugar, yeah. We're going down. I saw.
Not my blood. My blood sugar is fine. Okay, it was my temperature I was checking.
Okay, hottie, shut up. Let's see, Donald Trump. So the thing is, like, people were saying, and like, I tweeted this, but like, I generally don't know how we get past or get to a place where like we can actually fix any of the major like systemic problems. Whenever, like, I don't think the majority of people like understand what words mean. Right. Like, people were like in the replies to this tweet talking about like, well, I think by privatizing, they just mean like, you know, try and be profitable. And it's like, no, like privatizing like literally means rather than being a public service that is sold to private interests. Like that is it. That's all it means. And then like, right. Once it is in the hands of a private interest, they can run it however they choose. And they will like. You know, if it's anybody that is concerned about business, they will try to cut things that are unprofitable. Like that's how it works. Then there were like all these people that were like, well, you know, they'll be able to, people say they want to, the post office is good because they'll deliver to anywhere in America. But like if you order on Amazon or through FedEx, they'll still deliver it anywhere. And it's like, like those places are able to deliver to like remote rural areas. Because for the last leg of the trip, they use the USPS.
The fucking post office.
That's how it gets to the middle of nowhere. It's like it comes from the Amazon facility to like the closest hub nearby, and then the fucking USPS takes it the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bewildering. Like I said, like how the fuck do we fix anything? People have no idea how anything works or what words mean.
Yeah, I think it's more that like people just don't know how anything works. But like that's also intentional. We're not supposed to be able to understand how it works. And that's how the ruling class gets away with doing whatever they want is because people don't understand how it fucking works.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of people, they make the mistake of right now thinking like the goal is like some type of fact, even if it's like an alternative or false fact or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the goal is just to erode the idea of factualness.
Right.
It is just to just remove that from the conversation. And I'm going to hammer that point home over and over again, because that is their goal, is to just make it so that it feels impossible to know anything. And yep, that was Elon war. Musk's blatant goal on Twitter. And look at how it's gone downhill. You know, people will say, oh, Twitter sucked before. Yeah, it sucked in some ways, but it was a source of information that was usable and useful. And now, like, there's nothing there. It's a wasteland of nonsense. It's impossible to tell what's valuable information on Twitter now.
Yeah, especially with, like, big events happening in real time. Like, you could get like moment-to-moment news from things on Twitter way before you could get it like from the news. But now you go on whenever anything happens and it's just 15 different racist theories. Like it's fucked up. Well, hey, speaking of Elon Musk, this week the government almost shut down because Elon Musk has apparently decided that he just wants to be the president. Like, and I,
once again, someone who doesn't know how anything works.
Right.
It seems that Trump is kind of just letting this happen. This is very strange. So there was the last time that they had to do a stopgap measure to make sure that the government stayed funded, they kicked the can. Rather than actually passing something, they just kicked the can to keep everything up in the air for another couple months, and that was set to expire after the election. I believe we talked about this being stupid at the time, And it's, you know, always stupid. So
the stupid's coming home to roost.
But, you know, this was prior to the election. So now that the election is sorted out, Elon Musk, like, fully inserted himself into these conversations. Like, the first thing he said was the Congress shouldn't be allowed to pass any bills until Donald Trump takes office, which it's like, what? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then there was like a bipartisan deal that was just another stopgap, like continuing resolution. And he killed that. He said, anybody that supports this, I will spend as much money as it takes to unseat them in the next election. It's like, okay, blatant example of what's wrong with the way this country works. Sick, dude.
It's totally cool that, you know, someone can just say that and our country just nods and goes, okay, because there's like no possible consequence for that. But it's like, right, in any sane society, if somebody just like, if a rich person just like got on Twitter and said, well, I'll just influence a million elections, ha ha ha, then like they would do something, maybe, like, you know, in even just a slightly saner, I'm not even talking about like a socialist utopia, I'm just talking about liberalism working slightly, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like all logic seems to be like, hey, this shouldn't be allowed, you know. And I know it's not illegal, I know that the way our country works that this is perfectly fine, but what I am saying is it shouldn't be. Like,
right,
this is fucked up and bad, and it is like, once again, how the fuck are we expected to fix anything whenever this is allowed to continue? But, you know, go off, King. Yeah, so they finally got a deal. So after this budget thing was, like, it was a bipartisan thing, and, like, in order to get bipartisan support, they put in a bunch of extra shit. That's how they always do shit. It's like, all right, we'll vote for it if you fund this pet project of ours, whatever. So it ended up being that this was a, I think, like, 1,500-page bill, which, for a stopgap, is fucking stupid and crazy and pathetic, and I hate this country so much that they were like, this is how much of a law we're going to pass to kick the can down the road for another couple months. But, like, Elon latched onto this because, again, he is... he's been doing this thing where he's, like, kind of, like, right for the wrong reasons. Like, he was saying this thing where he's like, oh, the point of laws being complex is so that nobody understands them. And it's like, every law should, if your law can't fit into a single paragraph, it shouldn't be the law. Which, like, the actual reason that these laws are that, like lengthy and complex is so that rich people can take advantage of them. It's not so that, oh, because they don't want you to understand them. Like, that is kind of a byproduct. But the reason is because they want it to work to their advantage somehow. Like,
right,
it's to benefit the ruling class. It is not to trick the fucking public. Like, I don't know. But he was doing the same thing with this, like, where he was like, oh, this is a 1,500-page bill. We're shutting this down. Like, nobody should vote for this. And then immediately he started blaming the Democrats. And it's like, I watched him tweet one day, oh, if, like, we need to reject this. And then the second day being like, oh, if the government gets shut down, it's the Democrats' fault. I'm like,
Jesus,
what is fucking happening here? Like, you know, Elon Musk is like a hero to people that have said the phrase, this is literally 1984, you know? Yet all he does is like newspeak. Like, that's, yeah, that's the thing that is 1984.
Go off.
Oh, you know, I'm going to go to Nick Fuentes' house with a crossbow. to be clear, that's not a threat against
that's
Nick Fuentes.
Joke.
It is a suicide joke, okay? Calm down. Calm down, everybody. Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of future former presidents, okay, that's it. Hey, we got another little What the Fuck Joe Biden segment. What the fuck, Joe Biden? Biden.
What the fuck?
This week, the Biden administration announced that it is scrapping its plans for their last student loan forgiveness push that we're making. We're going to give it one last try. And then they're like, eh, maybe not. Yes. So the department.
We're not passing bills till DJ's inaugurated. So
well, they could do this with an executive order. So they didn't need to pass bills. But yes, what the Department of Education said is that instead of forgiving student debt, they are going to spend the last time until the switchover happens, focusing on helping at-risk borrowers repay their loans.
Cool.
Hey, so we're not gonna get rid of the student loans, but we're gonna help people that are having a hard time. We're gonna help you figure out a way to pay them.
I wonder if they're gonna do what this one hospital did for me. I was in collections on a hospital debt, and they were like, "Hey, give us money," and I was like, "I can't. I don't have any." And they were like, "Why not?" I'm like, "Cause I don't have a job." And they were like, "We'll get you, or we'll put together a resume for you and get you a job. How's that sound?"
And then we'll take the money.
And then we'll have the money that you make from the job.
That's insane.
Yeah. I was like, cool, cool. Yeah, okay, man.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for getting me a job so that I can pay you money.
Oh, and here's a little fun fact. The Biden administration also said that they will no longer be moving forward with a proposed regulation change that would have clarified the rights of transgender athletes.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because that don't matter.
No. And, you know, it's like, you know, the Republicans are the ones that don't protect trans people. You know, Biden, the Democrats, they fucking exactly. Do everything they can except anything.
Well, to be fair, the Republicans are not the ones who don't protect trans people. They're the ones who want to hurt trans people. The Democrats are the ones who don't protect trans people.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But, you know, they're going to beat them by joining them.
Yeah.
Their plan is to let... They told us that their plan is to let them. They said, we're going to work with them, which means let them.
Mm-hmm. This is unprecedented.
Unprecedented.
We have a goddamn... Double whammy, what the fuck, Joe Biden. That's right. We got another one. We got another what the fuck, Joe Biden to talk about. And that is this week, a bunch of more reports have been coming out from like former Biden aides and people that worked in his administration talking about how as far back as 2021, the spring of 2021, which is a couple weeks after he got sworn in, they were already having to like pick different days to have meetings depending on how his state was that day. They were like, he can't handle anything today. Let's push it back to tomorrow. This was in 2021. Do you all remember whenever we were doing that thing that was like, Joe Biden just has a stutter. It's ableist for you to say anything bad about him.
Right.
I was just remembering this story we were talking about earlier in the show about a GOP congresswoman in a memory home getting weekend at Bernie's. But I don't know why that springs to mind right now. But for some reason, I'm just thinking back to that segment earlier in the show. Sorry for derailing, because that was totally irrelevant. There's nothing relevant about those two things. I have no connection whatsoever.
Yeah. It could be anything. Okay, so that brings us to the end of our news. We have one more story, and this is, I don't know if you could call it good news, but this is very worst week yet news.
Oh.
So, on Saturday, just yesterday, as of time of recording this, two U.S. Navy pilots safely ejected from their F-18 that was shot down in the Red Sea. Now, this came the same day that the United States carried out multiple airstrikes against Houthi targets in Yemen. This Navy plane, however, was shot down not by the Houthis, but by the United States. Apparently.
Hell yeah, let's fucking go.
Apparently, a ship called the USS Gettysburg, which I did look it up, is a Ticonderoga class guided missile cruiser. Mistook the plane for an enemy jet, which, mind you, the Houthis do not have F-18s. And they shot it out of the sky.
Yeah, we're going to blow up our, you know, $35 million plane with a $12 million missile.
I'm sorry, Audrey. I did actually look up the cost of the plane.
Oh, hell yeah.
$55.7 million.
But did you look up the cost of the missile?
I did not. God damn it. I thought I was doing such a good job with this story. I'm so upset with myself right now. I'm the worst podcaster that's ever lived. Yeah, so...
oh, God.
We blew up our own plane because we thought it was our enemy's plane when our enemy does not have those planes.
Mr. President, another plane has hit the plane.
We live in the dumbest country in the world.
Yeah. Okay, but I know...
History of the world.
Yeah, we're thriving. Listen, wait. I know you said we were at the end of the news.
Yeah.
But how are we not going to talk about the thing that Audrey was most excited to talk about?
Oh, like, yeah.
We got here and threw her cloud of cigarette smoke through the funkiest of lung butters. Audrey said, I can't believe I get to be here for the Luigi Perp Walk episode. And we just aren't going to talk about it.
I guess there's not much of a story there. They just walked him into the facility.
I'll just say this. Joker 2 looking pretty good.
My favorite part is the fact that Eric Adams was there.
It was like right behind him.
Yeah, and yeah. He said that the reason that he was there is because this incident was like traumatizing and frightening for healthcare workers.
He was like, I want to go down and look him in the eye. Fucking Eric Adams is crazy. He sucks.
He was like, I wanted to show support for healthcare workers.
They could not have made this guy look cooler.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's, they could
it
not
was
have.
Incredibly cinematic.
The one I love the most, it's the image of Luigi getting perp walked and like the cops are flanking him on both sides. Eric Adams is right over his shoulder. And somebody put that right next to that illustration of like a lamb with a halo about to be torn apart by wolves. Like he's Christ. You know what I mean?
I love
like,
that. It was
so good.
It's like there were like 8, 12, I don't even know, guys with like guns just like,
yeah.
You know, care. And it's like, this is like in the superhero movie when they've like arrested Superman and they're like, we need 14 guys here because it's Superman or whatever, you know? And it's like, does Luigi have, can he fly? Does he have laser vision or something? Is there some shit about Luigi Mangione we don't know? Are they just fucking so paranoid? This man built a gun from a computer, man. We don't
know what he's capable
out of anything, maybe. I don't know. like, what is the logic here of having, like, 16 stormtroopers walking with this guy? Like, dude, you made him look so fucking cool. The point of a perp walk is to humiliate the perp.
Yeah.
It is to make the perp look small.
They made him look like an album cover.
Yeah.
People are making those edits for sure. Did you see the thing about how he got a new haircut and they're doing his eyebrows in prison? Did you see this thing?
Yeah.
I love that.
Apparently that is to send a message to like
the guards
that like this guy is not to be fucked with or something.
Yeah, don't fuck with him. Yeah.
I also saw some things. You know what? Actually, I just fucking forgot what things I saw. So never mind. Holy shit.
It was.
Wow.
Understandable, you know?
I feel like Joe Biden. Oh, wait. No, it's back. Yeah, you just got to move the meeting to when my mental state is right to have
it. We just got to pick the week that we schedule things with Deanna.
I saw, and it was an article from Newsweek that said
fake news
that they
Week.
Were What?
Fake News
Fake
Week.
News Week.
Fake News, News Week. Week. Yeah. Fake News Week said that they were having a hard time finding jurors for his trial because everyone that they interviewed was too sympathetic to him. Like, the prosecution keeps turning down jurors because they're, like, too sympathetic to Luigi.
They're going to just have to draft a bunch of CEOs to be on the jury.
Yeah, you know right.
I mean, that would be a jury of his peers, for sure.
Yeah.
Also,
but they need to draft specifically crunchy granola hippie CEOs that could really go either way.
Get Ben and Jerry on the jury.
Get the Costco guy.
Ben and Jerry.
That's great. Ben and Jerry might be too far to the left, but the Costco guy is perfect. I feel like he would be right down the middle.
Let AJ handle this.
I heard that the CEO of Party City doesn't have a lot going on right now. I bet he's available. The Big Lots guy.
Yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter, this is like a big flashpoint for...
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, this was like a big moment for class consciousness, right? So like... people across the political spectrum, no matter what your proclivities are, a lot of people from both sides are like, hell yeah, this rocks. So the only way that they're going to be able to get a jury that's going to get them the outcome that they want, which is a conviction, is they're going to have to go up a class. That's the only way they're going to be able to do it, because class solidarity among the rich is a thing as well, you know?
Yeah.
So they hold to their beliefs, and they're going to defend their guy, and they're going to get this, you know... that's the only way they're going to pull it off. I'm very optimistic about the idea of jury nullification in this case. I think that would be so sick.
That would be funny.
I would like that. Also,
I just wanted to say, you know who else is a CEO with a very clear calendar?
Who that?
Brian Thompson.
he's wide open, as it were.
You can book an appointment with him anytime you want. Any of us could, even.
You need a spirit medium, but
you can. You know who else I bet they could get?
Wait, isn't Brian Thompson the blood guy?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Is it Thomas or Thompson, the CEO that got killed?
Thompson.
Oh.
Brian Thompson.
I'm thinking of the guy that keeps taking his son's blood. Never mind.
That's Brian Johnson. And
okay.
That guy is a complicated gender case. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
another person feels like they might have a lot of
for non-feminizing reasons.
I think Papa John also has a lot of free time right now. They could get Papa John on that jury.
Yeah, I feel like Papa John would also be very right down the middle on this, because on the one hand, he doesn't want to get shot, but on the other hand, He's been rejected by corporate America. He hates guys now.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Mike Pillow?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Pillow. Mm-hmm.
We could hollow out the ShamWow guy and put a battery in him and see if he wants to do it.
We could.
Get Billy Mays on that jury.
Yeah.
We could. I think we should.
Tim Cook.
Tim Cook and Steve Jobs.
Tim Apple and Steve Jobs.
Yeah, follow him out too.
Tim Apple and Steve Apple.
Mm-hmm.
The Apple brothers.
The Apple.
I really like the Apple brothers.
Crunchy. All right, that's the news. Audrey, thank you. It's so good to see you again. Thank you for joining us.
Good to be here.
And helping us in jury selection. Tell the folks where they can find all your stuff.
You got to go check out Radio Free Topaz. It's a show about relationships. You got to do it. You can find it at rftb.me or anywhere you find your podcasts. It's dumbass jokes and heartfelt relationship advice. I have a second plug that I would like to do for Data Transfer. It's another podcast they do. It's a transfeminine reading of the Digimon Adventures animated series. I do it with my partner, Corla. We launched our Patreon a little while ago, so go check that out. We're trying to get that really rolling. We're having a good time over there talking about these digital monsters.
Wow.
I can't recommend Radio Free Tote Bag enough. And I can say that maybe if you like Digimon,
on Data Transfer.
Yeah. I can recommend that one enough. No, it's a good show. Data Transfer, not Digimon, is a good show.
Digimon is a show.
Season two's getting good. Season two's good.
Season two's, well, okay, so that's the thing about Digimon is it has its ups and downs. I didn't say it was bad. It's just, it's a show. Parts of it are pretty fucking lit, and then other parts of it are just the most confusing, dumb bullshit that you're going to hate.
We give those episodes a rookie.
I'll say it. It's bad. Deanna, Kennedy, Deans have anything to plug?
No, you know what? I'm going to back up Audrey's plug and re-plug Radio Free Tote Bag because I myself was recently a guest on that show.
It's a good episode. I was in the
guest.
Room.
Fun time.
I'm going to plug Radio Free Scrote Bag, the new After Dark podcast.
I'm going to unplug my headphones from the laptop because I've heard enough.
Why didn't we go with Radio Free Scrote Bag for the Patreon show? Come on. It was right there.
Right there.
I'm gonna plug Bladio Free Tote Bag, which is a it's a show about relationships hosted by a half vampire.
I'm gonna plug a Radiohead Free Tote Bag. It's like Radio Free Tote Bag, but it's hosted by Zionists.
Oh no!
I just whatever I can do to. Talk shit about those guys.
I'm not backing up any of those other plugs. I'm just still backing up Audrey's original plug of Radio Free Tote Bag.
Yeah, so
I'm also gonna. Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, you're fine. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say I'm also gonna replug our own Patreon.
Ooh.
You can go there, patreon.com/worstweekyet, and patronize us.
Go there.
You can also email us. worstweekyet@gmail.com. We will eventually read it.
Yeah. If you have a favorite story of the year, send us an email. We'll talk about it at some point next year.
We're getting ready to do some wrap-up stuff. So,
yeah.
And also, if there's a movie you want us to watch and talk about it on the Patreon, email us that. We're running... I was going to say we're running out of stupid ideas, but we will actually never run out of stupid ideas. But if
the
you
limit
have
does
some...
not exist.
Yeah, if you have some stupid ideas you want us to think about, you can send them to us and we will.
Hell yeah. So, yes, Radio Free Tote Bag, data transfer, patreon.com/worstweekyet. Also, my other podcast, The Crumbling. Also, Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. They're on the same day this year. Crazy. Yeah, I think that is everything, but I guess there's...
You're not going to let Kennedy plug anything?
Wait. No, I'm good. I'm good.
I thought I asked already. My bad.
Yeah,
Scrope Bag. That's right.
Yeah.
We did that. We covered it.
Tune in again next week for more bad news.